Sandy recovery has been the signature achievement of New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Yet WNYC has learned his administration quietly terminated the deal with its biggest contractor in charge of getting Sandy victims back in their homes. New Jersey Public Radio's Matt Katz broke the story, and he joins us now. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Stiers.
So who is this contractor, and how important was the company in the recovery effort?
Huberman & Gaynor are HGI. They're a disaster recovery firm from Louisiana. They specialize in handling these sorts of things after storms, and they were very significant. They were the largest contractor that the state awarded for getting people back home for rebuilding houses. It was essentially the biggest and most complicated for the job for government after Sandy, and they were in charge of it. So they staffed call centers, they distributed grants. They had people at recovery centers that were around the state, and their programs were heavily criticized by Sandy victims, with homeowners complaining of long wait lists, lack of transparency, stonewalling, lost paperwork. But for the most part, the Christie administration had stood by their work and said that there were some issues, but overall the recovery was going great. And that's necessarily not the case.
Matt, there's been some eyebrow raising about some of these large companies that contract with the state for post-disaster work. Having been politically connected, what does that mean exactly?
Yeah, there have been several connections between some of these firms and the Republican Governors Association. Some donated to the Republican Governors Association, which Christie now chairs, and that group has supported Christie's campaign in the past, his 2013 campaign and his 2019 campaign. One firm hired former Governor Hallie Barbour, who's a staunch Christie ally, as of their lobbyist, and then that firm got business. That firm was called Ashbritt. In this case, HGI's attorney, which is based in New Jersey, donated to the Republican Governors Association about the same time that they got the contract with the state of New Jersey.
Governor Christie, as we know, is in the midst of swirling allegations in two different scandals, both involving an abuse of power. How much of a problem is the termination of this contract for the governor?
Well, Sandy has been the governor's greatest strength. I mean, part of the reason why he won by such a significant margin is because of New Jerseyans really appreciated the work he had done after Sandy, and they thought he had done an excellent job. Now, the fact that the biggest contractor has been fired indicates that maybe the work is not going as well as we've been told. This happened 6 weeks ago, and we just found out about it yesterday by finding a contract on a state website.
And why are we hearing about it now? Why was it not, when it happened a month ago, why didn't we hear about it then?
You know why? That's a great question and something we're still trying to get an answer to. We asked yesterday and we didn't get an explanation. Asked again late last night. We don't know exactly even why the contract was terminated. The lack of transparency involved in getting answers now and getting answers 6 weeks ago when this happened is raising some concerns. I mean, the commissioner who's been in charge of Sandy recovery testified 2 weeks ago and was asked about this firm and never mentioned the fact that their contract had been terminated.
Matt, yesterday, federal prosecutors subpoenaed the Christie Campaign Organization, and the FBI was conducting interviews in Hoboken. You were at an event with the governor yesterday. Sounds like you were seeing signs that the scandals are taking a toll on the governor.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a different environment for him entirely. First of all, his staff does look a little worn down. Christie people are calling this whole thing the crisis. They say it reminds them of being in the midst of a presidential campaign with all the intense scrutiny. And he's also getting questions yelled at him by national reporters as he walks out of events at schools, which is not what he's accustomed to. I mean, he would either do a press conference or walk out quietly, and you know, the local press corps would often let him be. The scrutiny right now is much more intense, and you can see it in him. You can see it in his face.
All right. Thanks so much, Matt.
Thank you, Stairs.
Matt Katz covers Chris Christie for New Jersey Public Radio and WNYC.